7 minutes now before the hour, Canada Customs had a surprise for Vancouver businessman Paul Kadrusky. When he came back to Canada from the United States, border officials turned on his laptop computer. They were looking for child porn and hate literature. They found none, but to Kadrowski's surprise, they discovered thousands of other images during their search. Kadrowski is concerned about his privacy rights and something else as well.
And as I was sitting there and they were doing the search, I started thinking, you know what? There's so much stuff that gets on a hard drive that I just, you know, have no control over.
Control over what ends up on your notebook's hard drive. That's what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Vlad Maisel is the president of 604 Get Help Computer Services, and he joins me now. Hi, Vlad.
Yes, hi, John.
Well, how does a laptop end up with thousands of images on it that the owner didn't load himself?
It remembers a lot of history. Pretty much every page that you see on the Internet ends up somewhere on your computer. It remembers where you go, the pages themselves, images that you've seen, and sometimes some viruses and adware or spyware can cause that. So it could be either with your consent or without your consent. With your consent, you may visit questionable websites, and without your consent, your computer may be infected with viruses, spyware, and adware, which cause all this content to be pushed to your computer.
Well, so how can I check to find out whether this stuff has crept onto my computer, as you say, either with my consent, because I would think most of the time I didn't plan to save it there, or without my consent? Can I check this stuff myself?
Yes, you can take a look at a few places, but usually they're very well hidden, and it's easier to just clean up the space that you don't need rather than trying to figure out what's there.
Okay, there how do I do that?
How you can look, I'll tell you in a moment.
Okay.
But to clean it up, you can do a few things. If you use Windows XP, you can use built-in Clean Manager.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use Internet Explorer, there are a few places where you can go. In Internet Explorer 6, it's spread all over the place. In Internet Explorer 7, it's much easier. You can go to Tools and delete browsing history, and it's the easiest in Mozilla Firefox browser. It's just a few clicks, and you can clear all your private data. But that's not all. If you have your files, they may be stored in places other than your browser. And there is an excellent tool that you can get for free from Google. It's called Google Desktop.
Mm-hmm.
Once you install the tool, it will index all your files on your computer. Then you can use this tool as a Google search engine, but instead of browsing the Internet, searching the Internet, you can search for anything on your computer. And then you can type any keywords you like. And you may be amazed how much stuff you can find on your computer that you didn't know you ever had.
Now, people are listening to this, Vlad, and they're going, oh, I need to get all of this written down. But we should tell people we've put a link on our website, and you've put this information in a fairly easy-to-understand format so that people can actually get it and take a look at whether they have Windows XP or Explorer or Firefox. We've put that information there for them. So now that we've told them that, they can keep on listening and not try and write it all down. What's the best way to prevent this from happening in the first place?
Best of all is to have antivirus,
mm-hmm,
properly installed, always updated. But that's not all. You also have to have a firewall. Many people confuse these two things, and they think if they have a firewall, then they don't need an antivirus. If they have an antivirus, they don't need a firewall. Just to clear things up, they're not related. They don't overlap, and usually they perform completely different functions, and you have to have both, whether it's built into Windows, whether it's third-party, or whether it's a hardware firewall. It's the best to get a hardware firewall from any retail store and make sure that your antivirus is updated. Also, it helps to check your virus for spyware and adware. That's another category of programs that adds up to virus security and hacker security. You can get a few things for free on the Internet. There are excellent tools from AVG or Dresoft. We can go to more details later, or if anybody wants to email me, I can definitely reply to this. Or if you think that you could put a link on your website, we can do that too.
I'm not sure
how much more time do we have.
Well, you're right. You know, you're obviously keeping an eye on the clock. We are running out of time, but so I want to be clear on this. So if you have virus software, it's not the same as having a firewall. You need both, is what you're saying.
That's right. And okay. On top of that, it's usually a good idea to check your computer for spyware and adware, because antivirus not always check for spyware and adware infection.
All of this very good advice, Vlad. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Vlad Maizel is the president of 604 Get Help On-Site Computer Services. Now, as I mentioned, he went through a great deal of information in a short period of time there, but it's useful information, especially if you're going to be taking your laptop across the border to the United States now that they're checking hard drives. So what we're going to do is, if you go to our website, that's cbc.ca/allpointswest, and then click on links. So go to our website, cbc.ca/allpointswest, click on links. And you'll see a link there that will take you to protecting your laptop if you're going across the border. And I've looked at what we have on that link, and it's quite easy to follow. Lays it out step by step, helps you figure out what you're going to do. Something to consider. Coming up.